So the first song, Ubchen Mayhi Bachatzi Alayla, is a piyut really, and I don't know how to translate piyut. Art school didn't either. They used the word piyut. It's more like a poem, and it discusses the different wondrous things Hashem did for us at midnight. Of course, we know at midnight was Makas Bechoros, was the plague of the firstborn. We begin by saying Azrov Nisim Ifleta, then you did many wonders Balayla at night. Berosh Hashmoret Zalayla, at the head of watches of this night, Ger Tzedek Nitzachto Kenechlak Lo Layla, there was a righteous Ger. Who is that? Avram Avinu. You gave him victory when this night was split on his behalf, when he split his forces and attacked the four kings and was victorious. That was this night of Pesach. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, it was in the middle of this night. So it goes like this. Uvechen vayhi b'chatzi alayla. And so it was in the middle of this night. Az rov nisim ifleita balayla. Berosh hashmoret ze halayla. Ger tzedek nitzachto kenechlak lo layla. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla. And ordinarily the guests and the kids are all wiped at this point. I read and they just stick in the balayla, halayla, layla, and say together with me, uvechen vayhi b'chatzi alayla. Dan tamelech gar b'chalom halayla, yifchat arami b'emesh layla. Vayasar Yisrael malach vayuchal lo layla, vayhi b'chatzi alayla. You judged the king of Gror, you judged Avimelech in a dream of the night. You scared the Aramean, you scared Lavan in the darkness of the night. And Yaakov fought an angel and overcame him by night, and it came to pass at midnight. And the next one is about Egypt's firstborn were crushed in the middle of the night, and they didn't find their strength when they got up in the middle of the night. The army of the prince of Charoshes is the name Charoshes Agoim, and the prince of Charoshes, the master of Charoshes was Sisra, and you destroyed him with the stars of the night. We have on tradition, it says in the Pasuk, the stars of the night came and attacked. God sent his angels and they attacked Sisera and his men as well. And it was in the middle of the night. Zera Bechorei Patros. Patros is one of the Egyptian cities. The firstborn of Patros. Machatz Tabachatzi Halayla. You crushed in the middle of the night. Chelam lo matzu bekumam balayla. They couldn't find their strength when they came up in the middle of the night. The firstborn were the strength of the Egyptians. They were their gods. Suddenly in the middle of the night they were gone. Tisat negit charoshet silita bechochevei laila. Vayi b'chatzi alayla. Yatz mecharep lenofe vivui. Hovash tafeg rahav balayla. Karabel umatzavo beishon laila. Leish chamudot niglaraz chazot laila. Vayi b'chatzi alayla. Yatz mecharef. The blasphemer. Who is that? That's Sancheriv. He planned to wave his hand against Jerusalem. He looked over Jerusalem and he thought, oh, I'm going to wipe them out. Ya'atz mecharef linofef, to wave away Jerusalem. The Navi describes how Sancheriv looked down at Jerusalem and waved his hand and said, that city? What's the big deal? I've conquered bigger cities than that. And then that night Hashem sent the angels and they destroyed his corpses. Hovashta figarav. Hashem, you dried out his corpses, balayla. That night, God made a miracle and Sancheriv's forces dropped dead. Over 100,000 people dropped dead at the gates of Jerusalem. They were ready to overtake us and Hashem made a miracle that night. Karabel. Bel is the name of the Babylonian idol. And the Navi describes the idol as though he's bent over trying to go to the bathroom. He's mocking the idol. So the description of the destruction of the Babylonian Empire is described as Kara Bel Umatzavo. Bel, that idol, was bent over together with his pedestal. Beishon Laila, in the darkness of night. It was one night that God sent in the Persian Mede Empire, and it was one night where the whole Babylonian Empire was overtaken by the Persian Mede Empire. And this is really also a reference, possibly, to the way the Babylonian Empire was taken over. When Belshazzar, he was in the middle of fighting the Persian Medes, and he thought that God would never again redeem the Jewish people, and he took out the vessels of the temple. And that night, the golden hand, the miraculous hand appeared and wrote on the wall, "That's it, it's over. You're going to be wiped out." So he made a decree, no one's allowed to walk the palace tonight. He thought he'd going to get killed that night. And Hashem made it that he had to go to the bathroom. The guards had strict instructions. You see anyone, you kill him. Well, he was kara. He had to bend over to go to the bathroom. So he left his room, even though he had left strict instructions, no one should be out tonight. And when the guards saw him, they killed him. So this could also be a reference to him, to he who had to go to the bathroom. And that's how the Babylonian Empire was overtaken that night. Le'ish chamudot, to Daniel, Nigla Raz Chazot Laila, Hashem revealed the visions, the secrets of the visions of the night. It was in the middle of the night. Mishtakel Bichle Kodesh, he who got drunk with the vessel, holy vessels, Belshazzar, Ne'erag Bo Balaila, was killed on this night. Nosham Ibor Arayot Poter Biatute Laila, Daniel was rescued from the lion's den. Daniel, who could figure out the terrors of the night, the dreams that the king had. Sinan atar agagi v'chatav sefarim balayla. The Agagite, Haman, he maintained his hatred and wrote decrees at night. V'yibachzi alayla, in the middle of the night, Hashem undid all his decrees in the middle of the night of Pesach, when Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Mishtaker b'klei kodesh ne'erag bo balayla, nosham ibor arayot poter b'atutei layla. Sinan atar agagi v'chatav sefarim balayla. The last stanza has its own tune. So here, you see we've evolved. We've described the destruction of Haman, the Persian Mede Empire. We say, Hashem, you arose your triumph over him, over Haman, by making the sleep be disturbed at night, the sleep of Achashverosh, right? That was the turning point in the Megillah. Purat Tidroch, the Navi describes how Hashem will trample, like in a wine press, L'shomer ma milayla, to help those who ask the watchman, ma milayla, what's going to be so long the night? How long? And Tzarach kashomer, he will shout like the watchman, v'sach, and then he will say, atavoker, the morning's coming, begam laila, and the night as well. What does it mean, the morning and the night? That's in the next stanza. That the time of Mashiach is called a period which is neither day nor night. So the Navi describes how Hashem will go out and trample Edom, and he's going to come back with his clothing all red from trampling Edom, and they're going to look at him and say, where are you coming from? You look like you've been in a wine press. All your clothing are filthy and red. And he'll say, no, I wasn't in any wine press. I went and trampled Edom. Mashiach's on the way. So that's the description in this stanza that we just read. That Purat Tidroch, you will trample like in a wine press, L'shomer Mami Laila, to help those who L'shomer mami laila, to help those who ask the watchman, what's going to be of the long night? And Tzarach kashomer, he will come, he who trampled Edom will call out like the guard, like the watchman, and say, oh, the time has come for the morning and the night, which is the period which is neither morning nor night, the period of Mashiach, which is what we describe in the last stanza, which has its own tune. Karev yom, karev yom, asher hu lo yom v'lo laila. Hasten the day, hasten the day, that is neither day nor night. Karev yom, karev yom, asher hu lo yom v'lo laila. Karev yom, karev yom asher hu lo yom velo laila ram hoda 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 ki lecha yom af lecha laila ram hoda 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 ki lecha yom af lecha laila. High one, make known that you own the day and the night. Shomrim hafkeid le'ircha kol hayom v'chol ha'layla. Shomrim hafkeid le'ircha kol hayom v'chol ha'layla. Appoint guards to your city all the day and all the night. Tair ki yom cheshkat laila. Tair ki yom cheshkat laila. Brighten like the light of day the darkness of the night. Vayhi b'chatzi halayla, and all this came to pass at midnight. So we conclude with a wish for Mashiach, and a wish that Hashem will appoint guards to his city all day and all night, and make the darkness of our night, this period of exile, make it light like the brightness of the day. Shomrim hafked hafked le'ircha kol hayom v'chol ha'layla. 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 Hey, ha'layla, la 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 la, ha'layla, la 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 la. Ha la 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 la